Good morning, party people. It's your boy, True King, a.k.a. Michael P. And the place to be. You already know. And this is the Cafe Morning Grind Show. Coming back to you with another beautiful morning. Another hot cup of coffee. I got mine. So I hope you got yours. Hold on, let me take a sip really quick. And I got that, you know, beautiful Starbucks espresso. Shouts out to them. Shouts out to them. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Even though I think they could brew it a little bit better. You know what I mean? They need to, you know, maybe come down on the pressure, you know, the pressure bars a little bit when they brew their espresso. That should need to be adjusted. You know what I mean? But it's all still good. What coffee are you drinking? Let me know. No, and this is the 32nd episode. Shout out to that. Shout out to that. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I know y'all been like, yo, True, where have you been? Yo, I had to take a mental break. I told y'all, this is not yet full time for me. This is not yet full time for me, you know what I'm saying? But I'm going to get there. I'm going to get there. But without further ado, in this 32nd episode, we're gonna go over Boosie's, you know what I'm saying, emotional, you know what I mean, like, you know, statement that he made about getting his charges acquitted. I know a little bit about that, but we're gonna get into it. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Pearly Davis walks off of GFY. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, hey, look, we're gonna get deep into that. You know what I mean? And then, you know, of course, we got our main event and much more here at the Cafe Morning Grind. All right, party people, good morning to you again, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to you. You know how to do that introduction thing, baby. I had to do that introduction thing. Look, man, hey, I had a long week, you know what I'm saying? Your boy is tired, but you know what I mean? I couldn't just leave my podcast on the ground, you know what I'm saying? I took a mental break. I'm back and in action. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? It's gonna be a little while before I take another mental break. I had to take a mental break. Your boy been tired. You know what I'm saying? I gotta do the daddy thing, gotta work. You know what I'm saying? And this is work as well, too. But I wanna do this as well. You know what I'm saying? Even though it's still pro bono right now, but it you know, it's time. It's coming. The time is coming. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? But if you new to the Cafe Morning Grind, I wanna give you your flowers right now, you know what I'm saying? Yes, sir. Shouts out to you for tuning in to the Cafe Morning Grind. Here we bring inspiration, motivation, and self-improvement. We always want you to stay inspired, motivated. There's always room for self-improvement, growth, and there's always room to learn here at the Cafe Morning Grind Show, baby. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And to my coffee gang, I miss you too, guys. I know you miss me, but I miss you too, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to you. I want to give you your flowers, you know what I'm saying? Yes, sir. To the coffee gang in this big, in this building. Woo! You know what I'm saying? I'm geeked off of espresso right now. I'm still tired, though. You know, don't think I'm lying. I'm not lying. I'm tired. Don't get me wrong. I'm tired, bro. I'm tired. You know what I'm saying? But we gonna get through the show, you know what I'm saying? I'm hyped to be back. You know, it's good seeing everybody, you know what I mean, in the comments and the likes. I enjoy, you know, watching you all watch me, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I can't really see you watching me, to be honest with you, but you know what I mean? I enjoy y'all's company when y'all come in the comments, you know what I mean? I appreciate your support, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to you all one more time. I see that y'all been liking the little clips, you know what I'm saying, from the segments of the episodes on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to you all as well, you know what I mean? But without further ado, let's get into the show, baby.
Celebrity news.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Starting up the show, we're going to get into a Boosie acquittal. You know what I'm saying? So, like, a little bit of background. You know what I mean? My boy Boosie. I used to listen to Boosie a lot when I was a little, you know, when I was a little knucklehead. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Hey, look. When you young, you do stupid things. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I was out here wilding. You know what I'm saying? It's all good, though. It's all good. You mature, you grow up, you know, you get past your demons and stuff like that, and then you do go on to bigger and better things if life permits, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, and with that being said, you know, he faced many charges within his music career and prior to his music career. This man has been through the storm to the edge and back, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Boosie, you know what I'm saying? They threw this man in prison for lyrics to his songs. They, you know what I'm saying, accusing him of, you know, deletion of other people. You know what I'm saying? They, you know what I mean? My man almost got the chair, bro. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Oh my God!
You know what I'm saying? It's been a journey for Boosie. You know what I'm saying? He came out. You know what I mean? A man was on his last leg. There was, you know, shouts out to people that helped him out. You know what I'm saying? That's what we need in our community. We need more of that in our community. You know what I'm saying? You know, Cat and all those people that helped him out and things of that nature. So, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? We need more of that in our community. But this clip I want to show y'all is not for, you know, just you know, to laugh at him or anything like that. Because I felt him on, you know, getting acquitted. Because I've gotten acquitted before. You know what I'm saying? On, you know, specifically gun charges. You know what I'm saying? I told you. Hey, look. I told y'all episodes before, you know, my anger have got the best of me. So, you know what I mean? Look. I ain't hurt nobody. But look, I got a charge too. You know what I'm saying? I got a charge too. But it's a good feeling. It's a good feeling when, well, you beat those charges, especially as black people, you know what I mean? It's a really good feeling, because, you know, we never want to be into the court system, especially black people. We do not want to be in the court system. Court system and black people do not go together. That, you know what I'm saying? They don't merge right, you know what I mean? Those are two different things. Those are a contradiction, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know I mean, you know what I'm saying?
What?
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's just, it's one of those things where we don't belong there, especially black men, especially, you know what I'm saying? We just don't belong there, you know what I mean? Unless you suing somebody, you know what I'm saying? Then get your money, player, you know what I'm saying? Get your money, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know I mean, we ain't got to go to violence all the time. That's the only thing the court system is good for, you know what I'm saying? Getting your money. Hey, look, you want to be on that BS? I'ma sue your ass, you know what I'm saying?
Oh my god,
I'm gonna sue the hell out you, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, but without further ado, we're gonna react to this clip. You know, for my listeners, you know, it got commentary sound here on this clip as well. You know what I mean? For my YouTube, you know, of course you're gonna see me. Alright, without further ado, let's switch cameras. Let's get into it, baby. Yes, sir. You know, I gotta adjust the mic. I'm using one mic for two cameras, you know what I'm saying? One mic for two cameras. Don't judge me. My time is coming, you know what I'm saying? I might be able to, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Oh, okay, you don't know what I'm saying. It's all good. It's all right that you don't know what I'm saying. But let's get into this clip here on Instagram, IG. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
So weird. God, good sucker ass niggas. Hate me.
And that is that right there. You know what I'm saying? He cussed him out a little bit. He cussed him out a little bit. Which is completely understandable. You know what I'm saying? Completely understandable. I get it. I 100% get it. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So like let's switch back cameras, but you know, hold on. Yes sir. I told y'all, say one mic, two cameras. All I need is one mic, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? On my Nas, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I ain't taking your lyrics, Nas. You know what I'm saying? Don't hit me with a copyright. You feel me? But anywho's, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? That I feel that 100%, like I said before, you know, before I played that clip. You know what I mean? My boy is super emotional about things. You know what I'm saying? That it's an emotional situation. You know what I'm saying? Especially when you could constantly get hit, when you constantly battling these people. You know what I'm saying? And they're, you know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure he didn't battle as hard prior to his music career. Is this when you become a public figure, you know what I mean? Things, you know, enhances itself, you know what I mean? It really enhances itself. It doesn't, you know, get better, you know, just because you got a little bit of money, a little bit of fame. They don't play no leniency on you. They hard on you than regular people, you know what I mean? And that's just facts, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's very unfortunate. So I understand, like I said, black man and the court system, you know what I mean, when it comes to criminal court law, you know what I mean, it just don't mix. You know, it's hard for us sometimes, you know what I mean? We can get hit with anything. We could be just as innocent as a butterfly, you know what I mean? But we could get hit with anything, you know what I'm saying? You know, thank the universe for my protection out here, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to the universe, you know what I mean? Lord have mercy. I've been through some things myself, bro. You know what I mean? Like, shoot. It's like when I got my charges dismissed, man, issue, I almost cried too, bro. I ain't gonna hold you. I got that dismissal letter. I was like, bro, I just sat there for a minute. Bro, I think I shed like one or two tears. I was like, good Lord, bro. And it took like 2 years for that dismissal to get this, you know, for it to happen. So, you know, shouts out to Boosie for beating that charge, man. Once again, my boy conquering obstacles, boy. And boy, stay safe out there, Boosie. Stay safe, my boy. You know what I mean? They on your ass. You know what I mean? But it's all good. It's all good. We gonna make it. We continue living. We continue living life. You know what I'm saying? Like I always say, y'all, keep your head up. Keep your hands up. You know what I'm saying? You gotta stay in the fight, dog. You gotta stay in the fight, because if you just lay down, they gonna roll all over you, man. Then it's no more you. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Hey, look. You know, my coffee gang, you already know what time it is. That's it for that segment right there, you know what I mean? So we gonna keep on moving forward, but before we move on, we gonna pay some bills, baby. Good morning, coffee lovers and music lovers. This your boy True, and this is the Cafe Morning Grind Show. And if you've been enjoying our show so far, then you definitely enjoy our online store. Not only do we have our merch, but we also have coffee designs and quotes, and music designs and quotes on items such as, but not limited to, hoodies, t-shirts, coffee mugs, and totes if you're into that type of thing. So go ahead, visit us at Etsy.com/morninggrindshop. And that's one more time, Etsy.com/morninggrindshop. And I know I'll see you there. All right, like myself said, Etsy.com/shop/ Morning Grind Shop. Go check out the shop. Got some cool stuff there. Got some more cool stuff coming. You know what I mean? I haven't really been updating it like that, but check out the cool stuff that I already got there. You know what I mean? Like I said, I got, you know, phone cases, mugs, t-shirts, you know, totes if you're into that type of thing, like I said in the ad. But, you know what I mean? I got all that cool stuff. Check it out. Cafe Morning Grind. Oh, my bad. Etsy.com/shop/morninggrind. shop, you know what I'm saying? I probably need to make it his own website, you know what I mean? Take it off Etsy. But that's neither here or there, you know what I'm saying? You know, shout out to Dr. Seuss, you know what I'm saying? I read my kid a lot of Dr. Seuss stories. So Dr. Seuss just popped in my head. Coming up next, all right, for this segment right here, we going to get into Pearly. Miss Pearly Davis, you know what I'm saying? Yo, she straight up, she became part, before I, you know, go really in like that, I just want to give you a little bit of background. So she really, she became, I guess, a member or one of the co-hosts of GFY Podcast, you know what I'm saying?
Oh my God!
Which is Brittany Renner's, you know what I'm saying? That's her name. Brittany Renner, you know what I mean? Podcast, you know, amongst other ladies that's on that podcast as well. So it's Brittany Ritter, Pearly Davis, and the other two beautiful ladies on that show. You know what I'm saying? It's very interesting to have Pearly with Brittany Renner. I, like, when I first heard about the show, you know, shouts out to NTR for bringing that to light, you know what I'm saying? Because I knew nothing about that show, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like, I knew nothing about that show, so, you know what I mean? You know, I indulged into MTR's, you know, show and everything, and, you know, very good show. But yeah, it was interesting to see that Pearly was on a podcast with Brittany Renner. You know what I mean? Like, that was like, you know what I mean?
Oh my God!
You know what I mean? I know a lot of y'all be like, yo, you gotta stop using that sound, but that's my shock factor button. I'm shocked. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know. Huh, I'm gonna zoom in. That's my shock face. This is my shock sound. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my God!
But look, yeah. But look. You know, I found it very interesting to have two, you know, different people. You know, it was a good dynamic to me. You know what I mean? I was like, oh, I actually gotta watch that show because, you know what I mean, they talk about sports and different things in that nature. You know what I mean? So I went and checked it out a little bit. But I specifically went on the scene that MTR cover, and I'll play the MTR clip a little bit where he covered it, then I actually go into the actual, you know, part where Pearly decided to walk off the show, mid-show, you know what I'm saying, you know what I mean? I mean, she really did, hey, look, and for good reasoning, though, I can't even blame her, you know what I'm saying? Brittany could be a lot to deal with, you know what I mean? But yeah, without further ado, let's switch cameras, man, let's do it. As you can see, I'm still on the Boosie thing. Hold on, let me pull it up for you guys. Let me pull it up. You know what I mean? Let me pull this thing up real quick. You know what I'm saying? Hold on. Let me get my mic right. Mic check 1-2-1-2. Mic check 1-2-1-2. Yes, sir. All right. Let me pull them up. You know what I mean? Oh yeah, so you see here.
Take the comes out of your mouth. You what? Don't literally just say whatever.
What? Are you gonna
look at Brittany go?
Because honestly, you're
Brittany,
delusional.
Brittany.
No, don't Brittany. Go ahead.
Yeah, so you see, I showed you a little bit right there. I showed you just a little tad bit right there. You know what I'm saying? But you see my boy MTR cover that thing. Shouts out to him one more time. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to UFTR. I'm about to do my version of it, though, bro. Appreciate it for bringing that to light. You know what I'm saying? I gotta stay tuned. Hey, look, I work. You know what I'm saying? I work and do this thing. You know what I mean? So, hey, look. Hey, see, shout out to all the people that be bringing stuff to my attention to cover as well. You know what I mean? But here goes the clip right here. Check me out. You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna pull out 4 straight ones.
Yeah, I'm not saying that either. But may the odds ever be in your favor. So now we're moving right along to a segment called Panel Pull Out. pull out. I see what we did there. So each host will pull something from the internet or socials that they would like to address with that specific host.
Yo, Brittany, mad perverted, dog.
Sounds a little messy.
We're going to start with Pearl.
Sounds so messy.
We're going to start with Pearl.
I'm first?
Yes. I mean, at first, yeah.
Okay. So I saw something that you retweeted, Brittany. And it was something about female intuition.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
You see where things are about to go south, man. Because, you know, okay, like I always said, I don't consider myself red pill necessarily. You know what I'm saying? I consider myself more of a conservative man. Just a man. You know what I mean? A man who's just, you know, just basked in his masculinity. You know what I'm saying? It took some time to be, you know, to be full fledged. You know what I'm saying? I had to grow up from a boy to a man. But, you know, but here's the thing though, like, women's intuition, and before she get into it, you know what I'm saying? Women's intuition, I always thought was some BS. You know what I'm saying? I did. You know what I mean? Because it's like, in my lifetime, now mind you, I got like four sisters, so I grew up around women my whole entire life. You know what I'm saying? So look. So the women intuition thing is a bunch of BS. It's women talking about they catching somebody cheating or committing infidelity. You know what I'm saying? Things in that nature. It usually has to do with a relationship or some type of dramatic situation. You know what I mean? And they claim the title women's intuition. I don't know. You know what I mean? I always thought it was some BS. You know what I mean? Intuition in general, you know, everybody should have it. I call it being discerning. You know what I mean? Understanding the world around you. And being wise about the choices that you make. And that's intuition to me. That's pretty much what intuition is. But let's continue.
And I just don't think female intuition exists. I think female intuition is terrible.
Fact.
I think it's terrible in what way?
We make terrible choices as women.
So
people will always say, oh, my female intuition, I knew because of my female intuition. And yeah, I don't think it's really a thing.
Well, intuition, just simply put, is heightened awareness. And so it stems from when women were at home with children and had to be tuned into what was going on. So intuition doesn't just stop at children, it's across the board. So if you aren't tuned into your intuition, that's a you thing.
No. I just look at the choices we make, you know.
We are you.
We as women. I mean, look at.
You know, heightened awareness. You know what I mean? I think, like I said, intuition is just being aware. Period. It's nothing about being heightened. You know, the thing that annoys me a lot. You know what I'm saying? And probably about to give her a little bit of the business, but you know what I mean? It's going to be hard with a person like Brittany. You know what I mean? The gaslighting, the name calling, the shaming, you know, all those different things that, you know, these type of women do. You know what I mean? But, you know, what Pearlie is about to get to is just making silly decisions. You know what I'm saying? But it ain't no heightened awareness. And when she say that, it's that spiritual BS that a lot of these women these days that they like to talk about, you know, the zodiac type of chicks. You know what I'm saying? The intuition, the heightened awareness. You know what I mean? Like, I'm super spiritual. You know what I mean? I'm not gonna talk about my religious beliefs right at the second. But you know what I mean? I'm super spiritual. You know what I mean? So I know a great amount of things when it comes to spirituality, but you know what I mean. But that's the BS that I don't like. You know what I mean? I call them the zodiac chicks. You know what I'm saying? The heightened awareness. That's what she on. You know what I mean? And I don't even think she that spiritual. To be honest with you. You know what I mean? But let's continue. It's super silly.
Yeah,
heightened awareness. But that annoyed me. Actually, the heightened awareness. Like, check, get your... All right, let's continue.
Okay, what kind of choices do you make, Brittany?
You're saying that females don't make good choices.
Well,
so
look, we own the majority. I have no debt, right? But women in general.
That's because you're from a rich family, girl.
Women in general.
You're from a rich family, so what are you talking about? You have no debt, girl.
Women in general have a
congratulations. Women, like, you don't get a fish don't get applauded
for
swimming.
I know, I'm lucky. That's why I said I'm lucky.
Okay, so for you, so why lead with that? So why lead with that?
You asked for an example, and I'm going to.
A fish don't get an applause for swimming? What the hell did that got to do with anything? I'm lost. I started getting lost a little bit. So this is like another first time reaction. Like, you're reacting to it just like I'm reacting to it. Because I still haven't, like. I don't know. Well, some of these women, bro, I can't really wrap my mind, like, logically how, you know, how they get to certain talking points. It's really confusing to me, actually. You know what I mean? And it's like, it's about to get more confusing. We're going to continue. I don't know where she got, you know, a fish doesn't get applauded for, what? I think she was trying to refer to, you know, Pearly, you know, financial background as it pertains to her family, where she come from, but that has nothing to do with women intuition, you know what I mean, and neither did she bring it up for real, you know what I'm saying, but anywho's, you know what I mean, let's continue.
To give it to you, do you want me to start?
Girl, okay,
let me tell you what we're not going to do,
because you have a history of doing this, because I'm familiar with you, okay, girl, what you like to do, is you like to say these really stupid fucking comments, right? And then so what you do, then you like sit back and then you're like, you think you're so smart, you have this fucking smug ass look on your face, and then you're waiting for someone to give you that like emotional, like passionate response. So then you can sit there and be super dismissive and really kind of just gaslight. And I don't know, as a female.
Gaslight?
Like, no. Yeah, do you know what that word means?
You guys use it for everything.
You guys.
Go ahead.
Okay, you know what's funny about you saying you guys okay. is seriously, it kind of feels
Although it sounded like okay. So Pearly is good for controversy. That was true. So, you know, I give Brittany that one. But I don't think that was meant, the whole Twitter thing that she brought up was meant for a super controversial, you know what I mean? Like, super overly emotional, controversial, you know, conversation. I think it was a good debate. A good debating point for women to actually talk about what is woman intuition. Is it real? Is it not? You know what I mean? So, I think it was a good debate. But Brittany is getting mad and falling right into Pearly's trap. If Pearl was really trying to do that. But I think Pearl was really trying to have a nice debate. Because Pearl loves debates. That's just who Pearl is. She loves controversy. She loves debate. She could be extreme at sometimes, but in this case, I don't think she was very extreme. I think she was actually pretty subtle. I think it was a good talking point. But here comes the gaslighting, and we shall continue.
It's like the only thing that is actually feminine about you is that you have a vagina.
Okay.
Because wow. I feel like, there's like a man on the panel.
Okay, and what's feminine about you, Brittany?
Everything is feminine about me.
Oh, come on. Like, I'm not trying to go personal here. So I don't know why you're trying to make this personal.
No, you made it personal when you led with, I don't have any debt.
I don't know.
As if that's a flex because your parents have money.
You asked
What have you actually earned for yourself?
Brittany, you asked me. I'm saying in general, women own the majority of debt. We don't make great choices.
Girl.
If you look at who we pick. Let's look at romantic decisions. Women don't make very good romantic decisions in general.
I think there's a point that needs to be made, though. And that's the fact that what I heard Brittany say earlier.
And I'm going to personally agree with Pearly. I'm on Pearly's side when it comes to the debate. I really don't like Pearly things that much. You know what I mean? Because she's extreme. Like, there's red pill, then there's extreme red pills. Like, a lot of the red pill guys, you know what I mean, that got common sense that... that actually have great talking points when it comes to speaking about dating and relationships, I completely agree with it. Although I don't consider myself red pill. You know what I mean? But like Pearly Thames, she's extremely red pill and just controversial, period. So that's what the female side of her comes out. You know what I mean? When she does these extreme things, hence why she's demonetized on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? When she's being extreme. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, it's like at this point, I don't think, like I said, she's not being extreme. And Brittany did ask her about her financial background, like specifically. Like, what about, like, your debt? What about this? And she was like, I don't have any debt. You know what I mean? Then that brings her to the point of, like, let's do shaming. Let's do gaslight. Well, you come from this type of family. You come from this type of, you spoon fed. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You know what I'm saying? That has nothing to do with women's intuition. And I completely agree that women do make poor, you know, relationship decisions, you know what I mean? They make very poor relationship decisions, hence why divorce is at a high right now, you know what I'm saying? Because it's mostly women that's initiating divorces, you know what I mean? Instead of just sticking in with the people they chose to be married with. And if you didn't want to marry them or didn't want to be with them, you should have never, you know, made that choice of marrying them, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So I'm on Pearly side with this one, you know what I'm saying? But it's about to get worse. Yo, let us continue.
There was, she's talking about people who have a deep heightened intuition. And I think where the conversation is splitting is the fact that you're actually talking about people who don't have that. Who have it turned off, who are disconnected
like her.
From their intuition, who don't make poor decisions. We make poor
the faces
decisions,
that she made,
but when we actually go down to the root, smart. The root of why it is that we make these poor decisions, there's layers and layers and layers and layers to it. And more of it is going to come from just like the science and backing that you kind of put into collective bundles that ultimately just come from who? The white man that you were raised by. So okay. When it comes, so
but I'm reading that she doesn't have any debt.
I'm just saying.
I don't like that. Like, so that's what I meant. It was about to get worse. I don't like that. Although, yes, I'm black. Power to the people. You know what I mean? Malcolm X. That's my boy. You know what I'm saying? We got the same birthday. You know what I'm saying? Hey, look. Shouts out to Malcolm X. You know, rest in peace, my brother. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? By any means necessary. No, I'm just playing. Look. Look. Now, although, yes, yeah, I'm very black. I'm all about being black. You know what I'm saying? But that had nothing to do with it, bro. Like, yo. That had absolutely nothing to do with women's intuition. Absolutely not. How do we get to the white man? Oh, because Pearly is white. And she's the only white woman on the show that's bringing up a good talking point. So now we want to gang up on a little white girl because she had a good talking point. You know what I'm saying? She got a good talking point. A good talking point and a good debate has nothing to do with the color of your skin. You know what I'm saying? This got nothing to do with, you know, with racial situations. You know what I mean? Or a racial debate or any of those racial controversies. You know what I mean? I had to get the words out. You know what I mean? I had to go through all the words. You know, anywho's. But yeah, it has nothing to do with racial controversies. You know what I mean? Although there's talking points, there's things that, you know, that calls for racial controversies. You know what I mean? That's just was not one of them. Dude, we are talking about women in general. Where are you coming from? You was raised by a white man. Yes, the majority of blacks grow up either in poverty or, you know, middle class. Lower middle class. Poverty or lower middle class. Most blacks grow up like that. Yes. But that has nothing to do with women's intuition. Nothing. But let's continue.
You asked for
that's not you making a decision. That's you being born into
white privilege, and we need you to acknowledge that. So that's not a decision that you made. That is the way you came into this. And honestly, girl, you're a family of like 9 or 10. Like all that's what how your dad set you up. So there are things that you genuinely did not have to experience. Right. You don't fucking know. You get to sit there again. So you don't even have to make any decisions. You're the same person. You are the same person that the last time I saw you, you accidentally shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up when I'm talking. And you get to go. You're the same person who accidentally spent $50,000 and your dad was able to pay it off on your credit card. Yes, you did when you spent.
How do you accidentally spend $50,000? She can't even get her words and her sentence together. She's just so emotional and so rah, rah, rah. You're making no sense at all. This was supposed to be a friendly debate. Anywho, let's continue.
That's what you said. We're going back to the shit that comes out of your mouth, you literally just say whatever. Brittany, I do think there's one thing that we have to say.
If you're gonna yell at me, I'm not gonna do the show. Like you don't have to scream at me. That's so disrespectful. You know, I'm not here to get like that's like you don't have to be rude. I don't.
Is this
hole? I ain't holding shit. Fuck on.
And that was that right there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, let's switch back cameras, man. You see, she walked off. I completely agree with that because I would have done the same thing. You know what I'm saying? Of course, I would never be on that panel, but you know what I mean? I would have walked off too. I completely agree with that. Let's switch back cameras. All right. All I need is one mic. You know, I'm going to get that sound. Just every time I switch cameras, I'm going to get that sound. I'm going to play that shit. You know what I'm saying? Next episode. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I completely agree with that. So y'all saw that. You heard it from her people that's listening. When she said, you know, I wasn't here to get yelled at. You know what I'm saying? She walked off during that set. She completely walked off, and I completely agree with that because she gaslighted her. She pretty much called her a man. You know what I mean? The blue dress clearly showed that she, you know what I'm saying? She's not a man, of course. But she didn't say she was a man, but she was calling her masculine, which Pearly is, you know what I mean? She's a string, but she's not masculine. She's not masculine, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? So, like, and that goes to show the difference between, you know what I mean? And for all y'all single mothers out here, y'all, just to throw a shot at y'all, you know what I'm saying? It's not all of y'all, but the vast majority, you know what I mean? It goes to show the difference between, you know, a person that comes from a single mother household and a person that comes from a two-parent household. It's a big, big, big difference. Pearly made the mature decision to walk off because Brittany at that point was gaslighting. She was beating up on her alongside the other two and the girl that, you know, that tried to look smart, disconnected. You know what I'm saying? She had to really enunciate disconnected. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? So it was a smart decision for her. That was, you know, shouts out to Pearly on that one. You know what I'm saying? I give her flowers. I'm not a Pearly fan, but you know what I mean? I'm nowhere near a fan of Pearly. You know what I mean? Like I said, Pearly is extreme, bro. I don't really like Pearly all like that. But you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, she was valid in that situation. She was extremely valid in that situation. Brittany was gaslighting. And that's what I'll be saying sometimes, you know what I mean? Like, to go a little bit on a red pill talking point, like, women like that, you can't not deal with. They're not people that you could deal with. You know what I mean? You're never going to win an argument. And it's not about winning an argument. It's about getting your point across. It's about communicating. You know what I mean? There was no real communication. How are you going to have a podcast and a friendly debate if you cannot communicate? You were Brittany and her other co-hosts were not able to communicate correctly. You know what I mean? That's poor communication skills. You know what I mean? That's being overly emotional, being irrational. You can't even have a good debate. That was a good talking point. You know what I mean? Women's intuition was a great talking point and a great friendly debate to have. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it is what it is when it comes to those type of people. And I'm going to just say people in general, not just women, because there are very few, but there are some guys like that. You know what I'm saying? You know, and I digress here for this segment. You know what I mean? We're going to move on to the main event. And before we move forward, if you have a caught on now, we're going to pay some bills. We're going to be right back. All right. Good morning, coffee lovers and music lovers. This your boy, True. And this is the Cafe Morning Grind Show. And if you've been enjoying our show so far, then you'll definitely enjoy our online store. Not only do we have our merch, but we also have coffee designs and quotes and music designs and quotes on items such as, but not limited to, hoodies, t-shirts, coffee mugs, and totes if you're into that type of thing. So go ahead, visit us at Etsy.com/morninggrindshop. And that's one more time, Etsy.com/morninggrindshop. And I know I'll see you there. All right, party people, like myself said, Etsy.com/shop/morninggrindshop. You know what I mean? Go visit the shop. Go visit the shop. You know what I mean? That last segment was very, very interesting. You know what I'm saying? But this is the main event, baby. You know what I'm saying? And if you made it this far, I'm going to give you your flowers. You know what I'm saying? I want to give you your flowers for making it this far into the podcast, baby. This is where you get the self-improvement. This is where you get the inspiration. This is where you get the motivation right here. This is where we were all working together. You know what I'm saying? The advisory, you know what I mean? My experience and all that stuff. This is where you get all that good, juicy stuff right here. You know what I'm saying? So today in the main event, we're going to get into staying in the fight, you know what I'm saying? Let's stay in the fight. Yo, shouts out to that. Let's stay in the fight. You know what I mean? And I think I talked about this before a few episodes ago. You know what I mean? But I really want to get into it because times do get hard. Things get rough. You know what I'm saying? When you're on your journey, when you're on your path, you know what I'm saying? And I don't, you know, a lot of you all that like to, you know, be all super spiritual, like, well, I'm on the path of least resistance and things in that nature. You know what I'm saying? Yes, you are on the path of least resistance. That doesn't mean there is no resistance. You know what I'm saying? There is resistance. You know what I mean? It's going to be resistance. It's going to be obstacles. It's going to be things you're going to go through. You know what I mean? But when the times get hard, you got to stay in the fight. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Like say for instance, when I used to do Uber, right? When I first started Uber, right, I was like, shoot, I want to make this full time. That was back when I was doing music. Shouts out to my music, you know what I'm saying? I am thinking about coming out with a EP, you know what I'm saying? One is unmastered and it's going to be a brand new one. I think I might come out with an EP. Depends on how I'm feeling. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to really, really, really make it like that. But that could be another side hustle for me just because I already know how to do it. And I did try to do it at one point in time. You know what I'm saying? But the reason why I started Uber back then, you know what I'm saying, when I did do Uber, was to have a full-time income while pursuing my music career, you know what I'm saying? So, but it was hard figuring out Uber, and you like, how was it hard figuring out Uber? I got a lot of different things, you know what I'm saying? Like me, you know, I get, you know, my nerves was really bad back then, you know what I'm saying? They still are now, kind of now, but not as much, you know. I'm getting older, more mature, you know, I handle myself very, very well, you know what I mean? I guess that comes with maturity. But, you know, I, you know, it was a little uncomfortable at first having random people in my vehicle, you know what I'm saying? It was, bro. I can't lie to you. And it was, and thinking of the time frame, what time frame? Because I'm very business minded. So I always think of the demographics of Uber. What is the best time frame to be out? What are the best, you know, where are the best areas to go to? You know what I mean? Do I go to all areas, or there are certain areas that I need to go to that are money makers? So I had to figure all those things out. You know what I mean? And then, you know, and manage it, money management, time management, things you had to figure out, you know what I mean, that Uber does teach you if you go full time with it. Money management, time management, demographics, it teaches you a lot about business. So, you know what I mean? I had to figure those things out alongside with doing photography and videography as well. Hence why, you know, my videos look good. You know what I'm saying? I don't mean to brag, but shout out to that. Shots out to that right there. You know what I mean? But yeah, like, it was hard though. Like, there was times that, you know, I went weeks without having money. It was a good amount of time I went weeks without having money for real. And I was like, well, dang, all my money is going to gas and food because I'm out on the road. So I can't really just stop and, you know, go back to the house. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, what if I end up somewhere far? You know what I mean? Like, I'm not finna drive all the way back to the house. This will start back over at the house. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't want to do that. So, you know what I mean? Because I'm one of them type of people. I got to keep going. I got to keep working. I'm a work animal. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a workhorse. Like, I got to work. You know what I'm saying? I got to get to my goal. I'm one of those people. I'm a bull when it comes to that. You know what I'm saying? So, I was spending money on food. I was spending money on gas. You know what I mean? I wasn't really making a whole lot of money. And times was really rough. It was hard paying bills. You know, the spouse at the time, you know what I mean, was, you know, not making as much as she is now. You know what I mean? Like, well, she's my ex now, but you know what I mean? So it was, times was kind of rough, you know what I mean? So, you know, paying bills and a newborn and all that good stuff. You know what I mean? It was very, very rough. Times was hard, but eventually, yes, I figured it out. You know, I got to a point where I was making over 60 grand a year. Shouts out to that. You know what I'm saying? That was cool. I'm back in the 9-to-5 world. You know what I'm saying? Things, like I talked about, you know, I had a couple of things that was going on. Still young and foolish, and let my anger and my emotions get the best of me. You know, luckily, I did not go to jail or prison, but, you know, God has blessed me with protection, because, boy. And that's what I'm talking about, things in that nature where you got to overcome a lot of obstacles. Times get hard, you go through things, you know what I'm saying, and you have to overcome those things. Like, but if you don't stay into the fight, you will never overcome those things. But eventually, like I said, I did overcome my emotions, I did mature, I did overcome my anger, you know what I mean, I did overcome, you know, learning the business of Uber and a ride share, you know what I'm saying. I eventually did overcome those things. It did come to a point of success. Did I keep those success? No, I still have some maturing to do. You know what I'm saying? But that's okay. Starting over is okay. You know what I'm saying? So I'm here now doing this podcast. There's, you know, working a 9-to-5 and podcasting every week is rough. Plus being daddy is rough. You know what I'm saying? You got money going to podcasts, money going to your bills, money going to your kid. You know what I'm saying? You working constantly every day, you know what I'm saying? There's no non-stop. Times are hard, but you got to keep going, because eventually you'll come to a point of success. Eventually you'll come to that point of success, and you get to breathe for a second. you get to enjoy the fruits of your labor. You know what I mean? Time gets hard, yes. Times get very hard. Very hard. But does that mean you quit? Hell no. Yeah. Hell no. You don't quit. Quit for what? Quit is for suckers. You know what I'm saying? Quit is for suckers. You know what I mean? Shout out to David Shane. You know what I'm saying? I remixed this the same level. I enjoy his podcast too. He has some cool people on there, the Social Proof. Go check it out. But you know what I'm saying? Like he say sleepers for suckers. I say quitters are for suckers. Quitting is for suckers. It is. It is. That means you a sucker. You soft. You know what I mean? You need to work on your psyche a little bit. You quitting for what? If this is something that you really want to do, if you really feel like that this is going to further progress you in life and it's going to further make you happy. You know what I mean? And what I always say, the root of happiness is accomplishment. But you're never going to get to the root of happiness if you never accomplish this thing. If you always quit it. You're never going to get there. You're never going to get there. And if you quit, you don't drink coffee. You don't even drink water. You a day drinker, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Your body all jacked up. You need to drink. Get you some coffee and some water. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to coffee and water, you know what I'm saying? You don't drink coffee nor you don't drink water. Yeah, you know what I mean? You need to get some of that in your system. It might help you out a little bit. Help your liver out or something. You know what I'm saying? Cool. Shoot. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know I mean? Get some coffee in your system. Stop quitting. Stop quitting. Don't be soft. Don't be no B-I-B-I. You know what I'm saying?
What?
Don't be that. Don't be that. You know what I mean? Keep your hands up. You got to stay in the fight. What I said a couple of episodes ago. You know what I'm saying? If your guard is up and you get hit to a point where you get knocked out, you only got knocked down. Your hands took most of the vibration. You only got knocked down. Get back up. And start back swinging, my boy. Get back up and keep swinging. Get back up and keep swinging. Stay in that fight. Yes, it's going to get hard. Yes, you got a black eye. Yes, your face is busted up. Yeah, you got a fracture on your ribs. But you got to stay in that fight. You going to heal. You good. Stay in that fight. Stay in that fight. Keep going. You know what I'm saying? Keep your dukes up. Times get hard. First you famine. Then you feast. All right, party people. That is my time. I hope you was genuinely inspired, motivated, and I hope this geared to your self-improvement. If you want to shout your boy out, you know what I'm saying, or you know, you just want to hit me up about something, you know what I'm saying, my email is cafemorninggrind@gmail.com, you know what I'm saying, or if you got business inquiries, you want to work with your boy, you want to do a collaboration, or your company that you, and you want your ass to be on my show, cafemorninggrind@gmail.com, and for those of you that are watching me on YouTube, don't forget, hit that subscribe, hit that like, and hit that thumbs up for that like, and that bell, so you know every time I brew up a cup of that motivation. You know what I mean? And if you listening to me for my earshot, just remember to hit that follow, that plus, and that download so you know every time I brew up a cup of that motivation for my new listeners and for my coffee gang, baby. Yes, sir. Y'all already know what it is. Now brew up a cup of that motivation. Peace.